Some call it a village, others a garden. To Mill Pond regulars, those blessed with an ounce of sentimentality anyway, it's a source of childlike wonder that's lifted countless spirits since its inception. But just how far back does its beautiful origin go? And just who are the young artists that birthed this peaceful treasure into existence? For the few of you still not clear what I'm referring to, it's the Fairy Village along the pond's north side trail. Here lies an ever-changing, always eye-catching array of tiny decorative birdhouses and messages of encouragement. It's a collective tapestry of, well, choose your own positive adjective. There's plenty that apply. Heck, even the squirrels and chipmunks seem to gravitate there, or so my near daily visits would suggest. Upon approaching the creative domain, I've often wondered who first envisioned this pond landmark, and who's added to its scope and vibrancy over the years. I mean, I know the Fairy Village wasn't actually built by fairies. There's no magic at play here, at least not from a textbook definition standpoint. Still, outside of one recent social media sighting, with no knowledge of her fellow fairies, these little creators have continued to elude me. This despite my hundreds of trips to Mill Pond, on all days of the week and at pretty much all times. I'm guessing the fairies' parents wouldn't look favorably on a midnight delivery, but I'm beginning to wonder. Just once I'd love to come upon one of these youngsters adding to the Fairy Village display and offer my heartfelt gratitude for giving of their time and gift of spirit. Even more inspiring is how the garden continues to be decorated after the occasional act of destruction, either by wildlife or something more sinister. Heck, I've even been tempted to leave an envelope with a little cash to help cover the cost of the supplies, especially since the detail on the tiny homes has become especially elaborate and impressive in recent weeks. But maybe the mystery is part of the beauty. As much as it goes against my natural curiosity, maybe the not knowing is what makes it so special. That these young artists keep this wonderful tradition going without any fanfare or applause. So in case our paths never cross, to all you in Fairy Nation, please know how valued your creativity and generosity are. Keep it up.